Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the Free Zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
God-fearing, liberty-loving patriots, I should say the remnant, because there are very few of us left in this country, we are finding out, and that's what we call a remnant. It's the remaining, a small, torn-off portion of what used to be a larger piece of fabric. This is a remnant. Right, Lady Liberty?
That's right.
Yep.
Good morning to you, and good morning to everyone out there. We hope that you have semi-recovered from yesterday's initial shock and are having a better Thursday than our Wednesday.
Yeah, lots of lawsuits out there, a lot of evidence of voter fraud, and just like we saw. And this is where things, you know, start to get torn asunder, where it's very clear there's a lot of illegal actions that took place involving the election. President Trump challenging that. Somebody else that's craving power is going to be, likely trying to, we'll get into speculation here in just a little bit, but we're going to deal with some truth in the news and after the Word of God.
That's right.
So let's start there.
Okay, so the word of the day for Thursday comes to us from Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 10, which reads, "Then he said to them, 'Go your way, eat the fat, drink the sweet, and send portions to those for whom nothing is prepared. For this day is holy to our Lord. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.'" And so that's it.
Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yep. Yep. The joy of the Lord is your strength. So, do not sorrow. Remember, trust in him. Trust in him. He's got this, and he's got everything. So.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Once again, we can thank the Lord for an opportunity to trust in him.
Right.
We're not stunned by the trying times and the trials that we're, in today.
That's right.
We
knew it was coming.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're told this. And, so we were told that, hey, the first reprieve by President Trump, that was a gift from the Lord, treated as such. And, man, that's a really great scripture. Do not sorrow, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. That's where we need to focus.
Right.
Not on, on each other.
Yeah.
I woke up yesterday to a text, or actually it was right after the show. And a friend and a mentor, he texts, "So far, over 63 million idiots voted to have their speech censured, their guns confiscated, to be locked down for months, wear masks forever, pay higher taxes, lose their insurance, have open borders, and slaughter babies. Who are these people?"
No kidding. That's a really good point.
He says, "Who are these people? I truly have no clue." And once again, this goes back to what we were talking about, the largest voting block that's not registered, the largest eligible voting block that doesn't register, the Christians,
yep,
the church, and also the largest registered voting block who doesn't vote.
Right.
They're registered to vote, but they don't show up on game day.
Yeah.
So there are, in Washington State, we're looking at 66.7% of Washington State, which is actually that's on the high side of average for the United States. Actually, in Idaho, it's lower. It's less than 60%. That's 54 or 55% of the citizens in Idaho are registered to vote.
Yeah.
And then of those, what, 60, 70% of the people who actually do vote? That's Idaho. Now, it's just so red over there, you know, on the other side of the border from where we are right now.
Right.
That, you know, you can get away with going, well, there's so many. What's the point? But the problem is the blue, the Democrats are sneaking up on the people.
Well, they are because they're more active. They have an agenda. See, we've got it's one thing when you're like on the offense as opposed to the defense. Like when you're on the offense, you've got your plan of attack, you've got everything in order, and you've got an agenda, and you are moving in a certain direction. Whereas if you're just like us, the rest of the Americans out here that are happy with America, you know, and being Americans, right. We don't have some kind of hidden scheme or plan to overthrow our government or our nation, you know. And so we're living life like you're supposed to be, right? You're going to work, you're raising your family, but these guys have an overthrow agenda. And you're so right. They're on the offense.
Right. And if you stand against tyranny and you stand for the rule of law, then once again, the liars, the projectors are pointing to you and calling you anti-government while they are working to overthrow our government.
I know. I still can't wrap my head around that mental process.
To the listener's question from yesterday, who are these people?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, this just got to me from ACN, the American Christian Network, which Liberty Broadcasting, which we're on right now, is an affiliate of the American Christian Network. And this is what was sent for immediate release, November 4th, 2020. So yesterday afternoon, evangelicals for Biden more than doubles that pickup in its target state of Michigan. Biden's pickup with white evangelicals exceeds his national margin of victory. Dedicated the majority of its paid media budget to Michigan, directly engaging just over 1.5 million evangelical voters through an email and digital advertising campaign. Over 180,000 of those evangelical voters clicked through to the campaign's website or took social media actions from those engagements.
Wow.
The church is at fault, including, now yesterday we got a pretty good tongue lashing against the church, against Christians. And I mean, across the body, not the remnant. The right. remnant are holding true.
Right.
And I'm so blessed to be part of the remnant. But yesterday we also called out pastors. And once again, to clarify, we know this listening audience is feeling the same way. You're part of the remnant. You're throwing your hands in the air saying, what in the heck do these people not even care about our country anymore?
Right.
They're going to completely undo everything this administration tried to accomplish. And they're coming after your guns. They're coming after your children. They're coming after your health care. They're going to mandate vaccines. This is going to be, you guys have no idea the level of tyranny that's coming unless you read history books.
Right.
You can't grasp it. So, what I was going to say on this note, when we see these many evangelicals that are just completely selling out, and it goes back to the pastors, it goes back to the pulpit, and I'm going to say it again, pastors, you cowards, this is on you. I have heard pastors of mega churches get really, really brave, and like, boy, they really stepped up there and got bold and courageous and said, you people should vote. You need to vote. That's courage. That's the most courage they can muster, because they're saying, I'm not going to tell you who to vote for, but you need to vote. You need to vote the Bible. And that's as far as we'll go. You know what? They're sheep. You are the shepherd. You're supposed to tell them who to vote for. And you know what? That means you're going to lose some of your members. Those kind of members are not the sheep you need to have among your fold anyway. Because voting for communism is voting anti-Christ.
Right.
And the pastors, this is on the pastors to say, you need to vote for this guy right here. And you cannot be afraid to do that. You cannot be a coward. You have to be bold and courageous. And telling them, really stepping out there and really sticking your neck out there and being really brave and telling them that they should vote, And doing it with trepidation is not courage.
Right.
Because right here is just another example of how many of these so-called evangelicals, look, these guys are running major deception and disinformation campaigns.
That's what I was going to say, too.
Look at Joe Biden. On the day of the election, there's the headlines, Joe Biden goes to church.
Right.
He wants to spend time with the Lord.
This is part of the loving your brother by telling them the truth. You don't sheepishly tell your brother the truth.
Right.
You boldly tell your brother the truth. Don't vote for a communist backed by the Communist Chinese Party.
That's right.
Right? You tell them the truth. Vote for Trump. Trump is the only pro-American guy. Tell them the truth. Don't be sheepish about standing boldly for the truth.
Well, look how prideful Trump is. God doesn't like pride. So go for the other guy.
God doesn't like a liar either.
Right. Let's go for the molester and the talking about prideful and arrogant and the criminal activity these people are surrounded by that this current media is complicit in burying. Yep. That's just the presidential race.
Yeah.
I mean, there's everything else. I was so sad to see this. We'll take a break here in just a minute, but we're going to look at Washington closer, too. We're not going to just run off and leave Washington State hanging, because there are definitely some things that need to be addressed right here. Okay, this right here, I got a text yesterday from somebody tied to the Culp. Lauren Culp, Republican governor, the chief of police, who stood by and said, I will not enforce this unconstitutional, illegal I-1639. It's clearly a violation of the law. I won't enforce it. He wrote a book. He's been on speaking tours. He made a name for himself there, and he decided to go up against Jay Inslee, the communist.
Yep.
So Lauren Culp, the American, went for this position, and now since Inslee has won 60-40%, 60% to 40%.
It's unbelievable.
Now, in Spokane County, the numbers were, it was like 52 or 53%.
Yeah, they weren't that.
And 48% Inslee.
Right.
In the conservative Eastern Washington, Spokane County. And it wasn't much better in some of the surrounding counties. North of here in Stevens County, it was like 40 something. 56% to 44% in favor of Culp.
Right.
But
the margin should have been a lot larger.
It should have been way larger than that. I was so disappointed. I was happy to see the red counties on the west side of the state. That was encouraging.
Yep. Yeah.
But it's consistent with the maps that we've seen on the various different issues in Washington State, which was the whole impetus for Liberty State. So we're going to talk about that.
Yeah. And here we were hoping that, you know, that getting Culp into office and you know, Larkin into the attorney general position, that this state would actually turn around and have a chance again at recovering from this communist onslaught that we've gone through for the past 30 years. But, you know, it didn't happen.
But the people of Washington have begged for more communism, including those on the east side and including the church and including pastors who are allowing it.
Yep, that's right.
Yep, this is all on you. This is, you own this. I mean, I have to really watch my tongue right now about how I feel about these people that are calling themselves leaders, especially in the church.
Well, any leader, I'm sorry, but any leader that's elected, that is a community leader, anything, you know, yeah, exactly, that are not taking the stand. And in fact, the elected leaders that have been there for a long time, you know what? You guys need to step it up too.
Yep.
You know, it's not even just the church. I was over there. I watched a whole bunch of cowardice going on where there should have been bravery boldness and just diehard laying it down, because it means a lot to the people.
That's right.
And I never saw it. I saw one person doing that.
Yep.
And I worked for him. Yeah. And now he's not going to be there after this term. So, right. You know, what do you do with that? Those people need to step it up and quit acting like they're trying to appease their Democrat leaders.
Yeah. There's no compromising. There's no appeasing. There's no, you don't give up ground. These people are enemies of everything that we value, everything in America. So, what can you say? They're getting the change that they've asked for, that they begged for.
Right.
So, the rest of us are going to continue fighting and be part of the remnant.
And, that's right.
And trust in the Lord.
Yep. Getting we close, being as close to the Lord as humanly possible right now.
That's right. That's right. All right. Let's take a quick break. This segment was brought to you by, Minuteman Coffee. Coming out with the K-Cups.
Yes.
The little K-Cups. The like in the Keurig.
Right.
You just drop those little buggers in there and punch them and they make you a quick little cup of coffee and no grinding. But I like grinding my own
beans. I would rather do that. Yeah, me as well.
I do too, but people are addicted to those things. Those K-Cups, it's just easy and convenient. And so they're making them now. So, they wanted to have them in time for the holiday. So, hey, there's a great holiday gift.
That's right.
Oh, that gave me some ideas. Trying to think about what to get for people.
Yeah, right.
Nice.
Yeah, good thinking.
All right. Okay, so, MinutemenCoffee.com. We'll be back right after this.
Being a patriot isn't easy. It takes work. And I see too many conservatives, even patriotic people, taking our remaining liberty for granted. Most are happy to just float along enjoying freedom, freedoms that were hard won and fought for by others at great sacrifice. But most conservative Americans do little or nothing to keep what's left. We often hear people say we need to take back America. But if we can't even hold the line and don't stop losing ground, how can we expect to ever take anything back? Thomas Paine said, "Those who expect to reap the blessings of freedom must, like men, undergo the fatigue of supporting it." He didn't say undergoing the fatigue of supporting it was a great idea. And he didn't say maybe we should. He said we must. But maybe we've come to a point where even patriotic citizens don't want to do anything that might fatigue them. If that doesn't change soon, well, one day we'll be saying, "Remember freedom? Wasn't it nice?" I'm Violette Sabo, with points to ponder, words to live by, and ideals which define us.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder. Select your preferred carry style and order your holster today.
Welcome back to the Voice of the American Redoubt and the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two, bringing segment two to you is strategic self-defense. Helping to give yourself the home field advantage to overcome threats by planning, equipping, and training in your home or on your property and from your vehicle, customized self-defense training. So check them out, strategicself-defense.com. Right, Lady Liberty? Right?
That's right.
Okay, good. Got that part easy. I'm just trying to condition you to saying, that's right.
Yes, I'm actually not here. You just press a little button of a pre-recorded right.
That's
yes,
right.
Yes, that's right. Oh, good.
I need a new gun. That's right.
So, yeah, right along with the Stepford wife remote control.
I need a new ham radio. That's right.
Oh, boy.
Well.
I'm still waiting for the Stepford husband movie.
Yeah, well,
you know
not going to happen.
I think there's a few women out there that might get a little giggle out of that as well. So.
Yeah, I got a little giggle out of that. That's about it. So, there are definitely some challenges coming up with this election. And Rudy Giuliani gave a great presser yesterday afternoon in Philadelphia, talking about some of the some of the voter fraud. So we are hopeful in that arena. And I watched the whole video. I grabbed some of the sound bites from it. But anyway, yeah, where he was announcing the lawsuit that they're filing, multiple instances of suspected voter fraud.
Well, right. And they're also, the Trump campaign is also filing a suit to halt the ballot counting in Michigan as well. And
there are more, and they talk about this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it says here in the one regarding Michigan, it says, we also demand to review those ballots which were opened and counted while we did not have meaningful access.
That's right. So, they were blocking them, the poll watchers, from watching, like you pointed out yesterday.
Yep.
We have filed a lawsuit. The lawsuit actually required that when these mail-in ballots that you know are highly suspicious anyway, this form of balloting has always been considered the most prone to fraud. That's according to the New York Times when it didn't apply to candidate President Trump.
All right. And additionally, here's the thing that got me. When remember the headlines when they started seeing, we started seeing Tuesday night, they started saying, this polling station is closed. They're halting counting of ballots for 24 hours.
Right.
What?
Why?
What
why
in the world?
Why on earth? And what would give them precedent to do that?
You need to take a break. You need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, they don't do that.
No, you don't just take, well, we're going to take a break. We're going to hold off for 24 hours. But then get this.
Yeah, on the third.
The next morning they go, oh, in the middle of the night while you were sleeping, we found 120,000 more ballots.
And guess what? 100% Biden.
Right. Yeah, and they're all Biden. And they're actually more than the registered voters than we have in this area. But
and
those
you
are
can't,
details.
And you can't look at any of them.
Yeah, listen to this.
And let me also add that this isn't happening just here. We have exactly the same lawsuit in Wisconsin where exactly the same thing happened. Except in Wisconsin, mysteriously at 4 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning, about 120,000 ballots appeared. Oh, here come these ballots. Well, we have no idea if they really are ballots. We have no idea if they're signed, if they're postmarked properly, if it isn't just the same person who submitted 100,000 ballots and they all got counted.
Oh, and it wasn't just Philadelphia either.
This is the way they intend to win. Now I'm informed by former Congressman Sweeney, who's been going around the country collecting this information, that similar situation in Arizona, similar situation in Nevada, and a similar situation, what am I missing, John? Where are you? In Michigan. They're not going to steal this election. This election gets decided by the people. These people, the elite, they don't care about the people. The people are the deplorables, the chumps. They're not important. To President Trump, he's the whole reason that he ran for office. And he's the whole reason for which he's carrying on this campaign, so that your vote can mean something. So that your vote doesn't get wiped out by 100,000 fraudulent, meaningless paper ballots that no one gets to observe.
All right, so, yeah, we were really rooting for these guys and hoping that, we're rooting for America. And there were definitely some heavy losses where I was more hopeful, and I'm really not surprised by this. I know we live in a fallen world. We were told that we are going to be headed toward, persecution. And, as Christians, we believe we are living in the end times or, right on the threshold of that. What type of timeline? Who knows? I mean, things could accelerate in a week. We could find ourselves in a completely different world. We're learning how quickly things can change, in America that we've always been exempt.
Right. I just wanted to say that this whole idea of the Democrats acting like the Republicans have no place in observing these polls and the ballots, that's kind of like saying, you know what? I have the winning lottery ticket and taking it to the lottery office and just expecting them to pay you without actually showing them, right?
Exactly.
It's like, no, trust
stand
me.
Back. You
trust
can't
me.
Come any closer.
Trust me, I've got the right numbers. I'm the winner.
Right.
But you can't see this ticket. So just give me the money. That's kind of like what that is saying. You know what I mean? And especially when they show up with hundreds of thousands of these pallets overnight, which mysteriously they had to take a break for 24 hours for.
Right.
Oh, that's nothing to see here, folks. Yeah, right.
Yeah, I just, we're at the point where just they're able to get away with this kind of stuff. But hopefully not. Hopefully they won't be able to get away with it. You know, what I was going to mention too, also about Lauren Culp, I think I got distracted. I don't think I've completed my thought.
No, you didn't. Nope.
Lauren Culp, this is what it was. I got the text from somebody connected to his campaign saying that the city that he's a chief of police in, Republic, Washington, just took a vote and chose to defund the police department in Republic, Idaho.
Right.
1,100 population, tiny little former logging town, mining town?
Logging. Yeah, well, and mining. Well, of course, until the DOE got a hold of the mining and they shut that down.
Right. So the chief of police will no longer be a chief of police. They're defunding the police department.
Yeah, they're removing the office.
Right. So there goes his job. And this was, you know, I think retaliatory. And what happens to city councils?
Right.
Something happens to them, like inside their brains.
I know.
As soon as you become a city council member, you immediately, your brain turns to mush.
Yep.
And you start acting like a communist.
I know.
You start voting for a sexual deviant.
You suddenly start thinking like a liberal.
Right. Something, I think it's like an urban disease. Urbanitis.
Yes.
Yeah. It's, it's chronic. Apparently, we haven't been able to find a cure for it. It keeps getting worse.
Yeah, this is worse than COVID. Big time.
Yeah, urbanosis.
Urbanitis.
Yeah, urbanosis.
A condition of.
Yeah, it is
Either an inflammation would be itis, a condition of would be osis. So, well, I guess it's an osis.
Right.
Urbanosis.
What is it called when you get a tumor? It's a, it's osis.
Yeah.
Yeah. Urban fibrosis? I don't know. Something happens to it, but it's really super sad. A listener had a question real quick. We don't have really time to answer it, but he was asking, what's the status with Liberty State? Well, we're hopeful now.
We've got Rob Chase.
Rob Chase has been a huge champion of Liberty State.
Yep.
He just won a state rep, and he's going to be in Olympia. So we're going to be watching that closely and, of course, reporting to you. That's our hope. If we can get Christians to stop acting worthless, then we might be able to make some headway. So anyway, we're out of time. You guys, God bless. Stay safe. We'll stay on top of this. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, 7 a.m. here at the Morning Commute.
Have a great Thursday and blessings to all of you out there.